This is Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. Within the Realm is dedicated to the notion that everything, every place, and every person has a story, and they deserve to be told. Today's episode features a story that takes us from the farming roads of western Kansas to the bustling streets of New York, from traveling minstrel shows to Broadway. Today's episode features Kansas's own Lorenzo Dow Fuller, Jr. In the early days of television, there weren't a lot of opportunities for minorities, and the internet would have you believe that Nat King Cole was the first African American to host a network show. That groundbreaking show started in 1956. The designation of first African American to host a network show goes to Lorenzo Dow Fuller, Jr. Better known as Lorenzo Fuller, he hosted his own show on the fledgling NBC network in New York. He had been a sought-after talent on Broadway, and he stretched that talent into the new medium of television. He had quickly become a known quantity in the entertainment circles of New York. But this is not where he started out. Lorenzo was born far away from the lights of New York, in Stockton, Kansas, somewhere roughly halfway between Kansas City and Denver. Born in this West Kansas town in March of 1919, Lorenzo was raised in a musical family. Lorenzo Fuller Sr. had founded the Fuller Concert Company, which entertained audiences not only in Kansas, but all through the Midwest and Canada and Mexico as well. The show consisted of the family and other performers playing familiar and unusual instruments, while performing a broad selection of classical music, minstrel songs, and hymns. In those days, before television and even radio, the Fuller family brought entertainment to a wide audience. Lorenzo was not the first in his family to pioneer something new. His mother's family were Exodusters, former slaves leaving the South and heading west for opportunity and freedom. His mother, Effie, is said to have been the first African-American girl in Rooks County, Kansas. She went to public school and graduated high school. Later in life, she listed her previous occupations as schoolteacher and entertainer. Professor Fuller, as the senior Lorenzo became known, had grown up in Alabama and was educated by a local doctor's wife. As an adult, he lived in many locations in the West, applying trades such as barber and printer before determining to be a traveling musician. He was making a tour stop in Stockton in 1913 when he met Effie, and they were married 3 years later. Young Lorenzo began his career playing the harp with the family troupe. Controversial doctor and radio pioneer Doc Brindley had an 8-year-old Lorenzo play the harp on his Mexican radio station. Lorenzo Sr. later reported that some of his favorite moments on stage were playing harp duets with his son. Lorenzo Jr. attended Smithville Public Schools when not traveling with the family troupe in the summers. At age 15, he was accepted as a sponsored student at Kansas University, where he studied opera and other classical forms. He appeared on local radio shows and was the first African American to sing with the KU Symphony. More than 2,000 people attended his senior recital. In 1945, he moved from Lawrence, Kansas to New York. He went there to study music at Juilliard. His ability to sing in multiple languages and play a variety of instruments created an immediate demand for his talent. He quickly found work at radio shows at station WHB and at Mutual Network Radio. He wrote music for several shows and was a voice coach for many stars on Broadway. He performed Too Darn Hot in Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, and was in the original cast of Finian's Rainbow on The Great White Way. By 1947, he was hosting a 15-minute show, Musical Miniatures, on the new NBC television network. This made him the first African-American to host a network show. Another groundbreaking moment for Lorenzo was his selection to star in the radio show Van and the Genie. He was the first African-American man to co-star with a white female actress. The color barrier applied even to radio. He also played the part of Sportin' Life In the first world tour of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, he served as the assistant musical director on that tour. The troupe was the first American theater company to perform in the Soviet Union. On opening night, Lorenzo addressed the audience in their own native language. He did this to a standing ovation. Lorenzo's days in front of the camera and on the stage ended in the 1960s. He continued being a vocal coach and from time to time lent his voice to special broadcasts in German, French, and other languages to the Voice of America network. Throughout the 1970s, he found work scoring music for low-budget films. During his years in New York, his parents remained in western Kansas. His father passed away in the 60s, and his mother lived several years as a widow. She often invited meter readers and the postman to come into her house for cookies while she entertained them on the piano. The Fullers had been well respected by their white neighbors. By the late 1980s and the 1990s, Lorenzo lived anonymously in New York City, often playing the piano on weekends at a retirement home near Lincoln Center. In 2002, an independent filmmaker had proposed making a documentary about his life and times on Broadway and the early days of television. The idea for such a documentary had been floated in 1988, but it had failed to materialize. As part of the documentary, a triumphant return to Stockton was planned for Lorenzo, complete with a musical tribute by the locals. The tribute was planned for July of 2003. For his return to Stockton, several instruments that had been part of the Fuller Concert Company had been located, such as the xylophone, but no harps, his signature instrument. Even the old concert company touring car, badly in need of restoration, was found. The touring car had been modified by Professor Fuller's own design to provide space for instruments and props, as well as living quarters for the performers. The centerpiece of the tribute was a rendition of Too Darn Hot and an original composition by Lorenzo himself, performed by local talent. Despite the tribute and his return to Stockton, the documentary itself did not come to fruition. Lorenzo died on January the 8th, 2011 in New York City, although arrangements appear to have been made to bury him with his parents in Stockton, Kansas. His remains were never sent there. Their whereabouts are currently unknown. His name and the word son are etched on the tombstone between his parents' names in the family plot. Described in newspaper clippings from the 1950s, as a young man in a hurry, Lorenzo experienced a meteoric rise from a young African-American hailing from western Kansas to pivotal roles on television, radio, and on the Broadway stage, and then to relative obscurity. A final note in this unnecessarily tragic story is the fact that he has not been laid to rest with his parents in the western Kansas soil. Special thanks goes to Kathy Lafferty and the staff at the Spencer Research Library at the University of Kansas for their assistance in the research for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Within the Realm. Remember, you can find us at Within the Realm on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and other podcast channels. You can find all of our archived episodes at our website, withinpodcast.com. Keep up with us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Leave a comment if you'd like. Be sure to share us with your friends. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And as always, thanks for listening.